The call for a new voters register as demanded by the NPP was extensively discussed on GTV's current affairs program yesterday. The NPP still strongly stand by its demand for the creation of a new voters register which will guide the 2016 elections. A member of the communications team of the party, Pius Enam Hatije, said although the NPP has confidence in the EC to make the right decision, it is worried about government interference.
If the EC was allowed to do the work that I am confident that they are capable of doing, they will do a good job. What we fear is political interference, and we can already see it. Why? We propose something to the Electoral Commission. The discussion, the decision should be for the Electoral Commission. No, this is not a debate. We have not invited the NDC into debate.
That's what we are doing.
A few points.
Focus on my question. No,
yes.
Pius, why move to other West African countries and speak to their leaders to help with this new voters register if you have confidence in the EC?
We believe that the EC should not be interfered with, and we need to exert pressure so that the government
exert
of the day,
on
the government of the day, so that it does not interfere.
As a party, have you not undermined the authority of the EC?
We are not undermining the Electoral Commission. We are not treating them with contempt. We are giving them all the respect they are due, but we are exerting pressure on the government to stop what we suspect to be unnecessary and too much interference.
Way around
interference.
The West African country,
of course,
it's pressure on the government.
No, it's pressure on the government.
Not on the EC.
President John Dramani Mahama intervened in Togo. He's not a Togolese. There's a Togo president, there's a Togo Electoral Commission, but as ECOWAS chairman, he intervened. And nobody interpreted that to mean undermining the sovereignty of Togo or the electoral body of Togo. No, we don't see it as such. And for the record, this is not the first time something like this has happened. There have been several cases of duplication on the register that was shown in the Supreme Court. Several.
Peter Bwamo Tukuno of the NDC said the party believes the current voters register is credible and the NPP's demands will be an exercise in futility should it be granted. Mr. Tukuno debunked suggestions that government is interfering in the work of the EC.
I think that the NPP have made several calls in respect of our electoral process, most of which over the years, if you do a careful analysis, you realize that they do it out of the fear that if they are not careful, they are never going to win elections. The NPP have never had a problem with this biometric voter register until after the ruling of the Supreme Court. And I have read the entire ruling of the Supreme Court. Nowhere did they suggest that the biometric voter register had any form of a problem. So if you look at the issues that are being raised now, the NPP made a case. They went to the Elections Reforms Committee. They tabled their case. It was thoroughly discussed by all political party representatives, including the IEA and other civil society organizations. The discussions were fully exhausted, and final recommendations were made by the Reforms Committee, which the Electoral Commission is supposed to implement, which per the laws of this country, we are supposed to adjust to help build, you know, and strengthen our electoral process. Then just after when a new EC has been appointed, we go back to the same document that was prepared and submitted to the Election Reforms Committee. I think that is very problematic, and it sounds rather mischievous. Now, let's look at some of the issues they raised in
Peter, there. You as the Deputy Research Director of the UNDC, and for that matter, as a member of the UNDC, is our register okay? Our electoral voters register?
Our register is very credible. All the issues about minors and all that, it does not rub off the credibility of the voter register.
That was Peter Bwamo Tukuno. Now, the EC says it is ready to receive any complaints from the public and civil society organizations on the state of the voters register. The acting public affairs director of the EC, Christian Owusu-Perry, said compiling the voters register goes through a process which is transparent. He said the EC is preparing to hold a consultative forum which will guide the commission to take a decision on the issue.
I am unable to pronounce whether there is going to be a new register or are we going to use the same old register for the elections in 2016.
The commission's position now is that we are listening to all the concerns that people are raising about the voters register. They have submitted a FAR document. According to them, they compile from their search. And the commission wants to listen to all the stakeholders, not just the NPP, not just the political parties. parties. So we're talking about voters register. It is not just a matter for political parties and the electoral commission. It's about everybody in Ghana who has a right to vote. So the commission is saying that even civil society must also come on board. That anybody who thinks he has some views on the voters register should make those views known to the commission. And if you hold a position, you make a submission to the commission and tell us what you think is wrong with the register, or if you think there is nothing wrong with the register, you also justify it. And if you say there is something wrong with the register, what do you propose that we should do about it, and tell us the modalities for implementing those proposals. The position of the commission is that there are processes that we take the voters register through, and at any time if somebody feels that somebody on the register does not qualify to be there, nothing stops him from going to the exhibition center and filing objection against the inclusion of the name of that person. We are looking forward to a broader stakeholder workshop consultation, and after we have listened to all those who have issues about the register and they have actually defended their positions, the commission will take a decision on the matter.